This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the terrors from beyond.
There's a monster in my podcast.
AKA the From Beyonds from Beyond.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought that this was just going to be a real generic kind of thing. Like, oh yeah, these are the big psychic balloons that the guy sees after he touches the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's mostly what it is. You know, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much From Beyond.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you'd incorporate these into a campaign.
Yeah. you cannot see them. They don't care about you, and they mostly eat each other.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
If you see them, they care about you.
Right. Right. But that's just added here as a mechanic. Like that's not necessarily a thing that happens even in the story.
Yeah, just don't. Well, it does happen in the story. Like, they activate the pineal gland.
Oh yeah,
and then they can see them and stuff. But just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a campaign of this once where I had like, and it was a modern day
mm-hmm.
campaign, and somebody learned how to make, you know, the From Beyond machine essentially,
mm-hmm.
And like activated one in a parking garage, and the players had to get to their car, and the air was floating with these things. But I wasn't gonna make them fight them. I just kind of made it this spooky set piece.
Yeah.
Like having mechanics for them. Like there's this dust of Ib or Ibn Gaz or whatever this stuff is.
Yeah, Ibn Ghazi.
Yep. The hashtag Benghazi.
I'm an Ibn Ghazi truther.
Yep. Lock it up. Lock them all up. But if you spray that, you throw that in something invisible, it makes it visible.
Right.
So it has all the power of dust.
Right. Or you can use an ultraviolet projector, aka just opening up a tanning bed.
Yeah, a tanning bed or a blacklight poster. if you just did that, and these things are just everywhere.
Right.
You know, like it just feels like I just imagine you throwing the dust in the air and just hitting everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole idea From Beyond is that like we're constantly permeated with these things.
Yeah,
like they're
not
rare. You have to hunt them down. They're just everywhere.
Yeah. So when they do attack, you know, because this has to be a thing that, you know, poses a danger to investigators, the wounds appear to come from nowhere if you're unable to sense them. And if one of them, succeeds in getting you entirely, you are dragged bodily into their own mad realm, where they can dine at their leisure. So just wrap that up and I can take it home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's what From Beyond's about.
Yep.
You know, the servants, like they left their clothes,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like this is as far as you get all of the same information from this as you do from reading From Beyond. Like it's very weird. It's not a substitute because it's not as fun to read.
Right. Right.
You know, but it is just From Beyond.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of like on one hand, I'm like, it's dumb that this is the case and this is in there. On the other hand, like this book could have been all that. And I'm glad it's not.
Right. Right.
You know, there's not very much of it.
Yeah. So, I like the idea of in a completely unrelated campaign, just rolling a dice every turn to see if they notice and just having the damage check be incredibly high, but never telling the players what you are checking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolling dice behind the screen without telling anybody what you're doing is a real top level DM trick.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the other thing, I think I've said this before, but the one thing I read that I use a lot whenever I'm doing a horror campaign is when somebody does something, ask them which hand they're doing it with. And nothing comes of it. You just say, like, what hand are you using? You know, and then they answer, and then you're like, okay. And then just write something down, and then that's it.
Yeah. It's a performance. There's a bunch
of stuff like that I've tried to use, but I think that my group is sick of me doing horror stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did the horror on the Orient Express long form thing, and I offered that up, and they chose something different. But
yeah. And
what I did, like, a Shadowrun thing once where, like, when you had, there was, like, some kind of elder god in the system, and when somebody left the Matrix, they had a dead pixel in their eye, but not, like, their, you know, they didn't have a cyber eye.
Mm-hmm.
They just had, like, a dead pixel. Like, there's one spot in their eye they can't see no matter where they're looking.
That's really good.
Like, there's nothing. And I was like, oh, that's a super cool idea. Yeah. The basic point of this episode is that my players don't appreciate me, and if you want to play tabletop games with me, hit me up.
Yeah, some of my best friends that I've seen every week for years and years, yep. Fuck them.
I love them, but it's pearls before swine fell.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I love them.
Okay. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.